we have our first bounty of the morning. It's the last, coming up for the last 3.5 hours now for you to get your celebrities calling us to try and win £10,000. On the line now, we have a very, 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 very good British accent. Good morning to Jason Isaacs.
Good evening, actually, from where I am, but yeah, good morning to you.
Where about you, Jason?
I'm just cruising along Lincoln Boulevard down in Santa Monica, California.
Oh, you bastard. What
that's not that nice.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's, but you're in Santa Monica.
I'm in Santa Monica, down near the beach.
Ah, oh, you lucky sod. It's gorgeous down there. What are you moaning about, man?
It's all right during the day. I think someone's been shot, you know. There's police bikes all over the place flashing around. I'm sure I'm going to get flagged down in a minute.
Oh, well, listen, thank you
if
very
I
much.
If I suddenly stop, it's because I've been shot by Los Angeles' finest.
All right, fine. Thank you very much for being so brave. You can be our on-the-spot location reporter.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you can be our kind of K-80.
I love K-80, don't do that. You get me all excited, I'll definitely get pulled over.
Okay, and
where's you now? Where's your reporting from now?
I don't know, actually. So, listen, Jason Isaacs, who's asked you to call in?
My brother-in-law, Chris Hewitt. Actually, well, he's called Chris Hewitt. He was born Jason and dropped the name because he thought it was very uncool. He thought it was a rather cheesy name.
Jason's all right, isn't it?
I think it's all right.
You've done okay with it.
Because he's back with his gorgeous girlfriend. And they want to start a life together, and they want to buy a car. And he said, if I don't win him this £10,000, I'm going to have to buy him a car myself.
Oh, I see. So no wonder, it's self-interest. You're trying to get him off your back, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'll do anything, frankly. I'll send you in a pair of Kate Winslet's knickers or whatever it is.
You've heard about that?
I have. I can't top that. Nobody wants a pair of my old knickers, I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know. You know, you're, and what are you doing out in Santa Monica? Are you filming out in Hollywood, obviously, at the moment?
I'm kissing a lot of ass, and looking for work. Although I have done some work recently. I just cut someone's ear off for fun and got paid at the same time.
And when can we see that? What film's that in?
I just done a TV pilot. There's a lot of British actors are doing nowadays. And I can't tell you what it's called because they haven't got a name for it. And I can't tell you when it's on because they don't know.
Is it good? Is it good, though?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I had to do a very strange accent. There's a place called Rhode Island here, which is a state up above New York.
Yeah.
They speak like... I don't want to be too rude about it. I might be living there for the next 5 years. But, you know, whatever. Constipation comes to mind. And before that, I did a couple of indie films here. I did one about the six celebrity tennis circuit, in which I played the hideous, lying, racist, homophobic git.
That sounds a great character to play.
Lovely. And then I did a film where I had a couple of gorgeous, lovely, long, romantic scenes with Robin Wright Penn.
Oh, nice. God, life's good for you.
Enjoying it. It wasn't bad. A lot of time enjoying the scene, and a lot of time looking over my shoulder, wondering if Mr. Penn was.
And wasn't Jennifer Garner in that?
No, that I did a cameo in Elektra.
Ah, that's it. She's great. Well, I'm a big fan of Alias. She's very, very good. She's gorgeous.
Fantastic and gorgeous, and she knocks me off before the credits, I think. So.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with her. She's rock hard. I thought the ear-cutting off scene can't have been from Harry Potter, the new sort of Harry Potter film.
No, well, I haven't seen the script for that, and then possibly I do cut Harry Potter's ear off, little bastard.
So do you live out...
Number six isn't published yet. I mean, you know, it's funny, when the books come out, everybody rushes to the shops, all the actors, not partly because they're fantastic, obviously, and far more importantly, to see if we're in them.
Oh, I see, I get you.
If we can be in the next film, so I'm desperate for number six to be published, so I want to know if I can build an extension on the house.
Can't you just ring J.K. Rowling and ask her and go, look, can I order that new motorboat?
She was avoiding me last time. When I did number two, she wasn't there. And I'm sure it's because she knew that I was going to work on her and see if I could build my part up a bit. I'm still in number four, and I went out and got number five at midnight. That's how sick I am.
Oh.
I was driving past a bookshop, and I brought it home. By the time I woke up at 9 o'clock in the morning, my godchildren had already read it and told me I was in it, so I didn't bother to read it.
Fantastic. And whereabouts do you live? Are you living out in Hollywood now?
Yeah, well, I live in Queen's Park, really, in England, but I came out to do some West Wings. Did some West Wings and then did a little...
Did you? What are you in West Wing? I'm halfway through the fourth series at the moment. West Wing's a brilliant series.
I'm Martin Sheen's body double for the new teams.
Oh, so, wow. You've got a fantastic arse. I wonder why Martin Sheen had such a smooth bum.
I've done a lot of, you know, aerobics and step work. And also, I'm Donna's totty. I'm so rarely get to do, you know, any himbo stuff, but I got to snog Donna and...
Do you know what? Well, you're in good company because the boyfriend she's just sort of left at the moment was Christian Slater in West Wing. So now you're taking over from Christian Slater.
Oh, you're a bit behind.
Well, yeah, I mean, generally anyway, but yeah, we are in this country, yeah.
A little bit slow.
A little bit slow on the uptake, yes.
I was a photographer in Gaza, which we shot about a mile from here in the desert.
It was just in a kid's sandpit.
A lot of very smart people in the street came up and asked me what Gaza was like to shoot in.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Jason, it's been great talking to you. Thank you very, very much for giving us a call from, are you in your car?
I'm parked outside my house now. My missus is going to come out and wonder what the hell's going on. Who am I talking to at this time of night?
And you've got a fobber off saying, it was a breakfast show back in London.
Yeah, she'll never believe me. But I tell you what, if I don't win, get the car and I have to pay for this car, every time I pass someone an XFM sticker, I'm going to hurl abuse out the window.
Fine, fair enough. Chuck a brick through the window. Yeah, you scum, you didn't vote for me. Well, you can afford it, Jason. You're a big Hollywood star now. You're in Harry Potter. Sounds like you're going to be in the next one.
Nothing to do with how much money I've got. It doesn't stop me being mean.
Here, listen, you know what you want to do? Give your agent a call. In the news, big news now is that Pierce Brosnan has been axed from the next Bond movie.
Pierce Brosnan's been axed? God, that's awful.
Yeah, no, he's a great Bond, don't you think?
Oh, he's the Bond. He reinvented the franchise, as we say out here.
No, he did. I think he's a fantastic Bond.
I think they need him more than he needs them, because he'll just have to stay at home and mope on his mountain of cash.
Why don't you, you need to start auditioning for that.
Yeah. Hey,
why don't you try it now, right? Because Chubby Broccoli often listens to this show. Let's hear a quick Shaken Not Stirred.
Chubby Broccoli? I think it might be Cubby Broccoli.
Oh, well, whatever.
Although he was a little bit rotund, and he's dead. He's listening to the show.
On the other side.
Scraping the barrel.